5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. When do I get started? How do I figure out what I want to do? These are some of the most common questions I get each and every week from fans. What is surprising to most is that the two questions are completely intertwined. You figure out what you want in your sports career by getting started now doing something. Get started now, and that will help you figure out what you want to do. So you ask yourself, well, what's available? Is there an athletic department at your college or university? Likely there is, so get involved. Try out anything that's available. Media relations, communication, sales, sports information, ticket sales, operations, recruiting, fundraising. Whatever's available, try it. Find out what you like, because there's no way you can know until you start to do it. Everything's in theory until you get in there and start to do it. What about a minor league baseball team or basketball team? Is there a golf event nearby, a road race? By getting involved as early and often as you can, you figure out what you don't like and what you do like. Take this for example. Say you worked in sports information at your college and figured out, nope, not for me, don't like it, not fun. That doesn't mean it was a waste of time. Quite the opposite. It means it was time really well spent. Because what if you spent your entire college career planning for a job in sports information, taking the courses, doing all this stuff, and then you got a job and you hated it? Well, now what? You're out of school. It's not like you can change course with ease. Of course, you can change course, but wouldn't it have been better to find out you didn't like it while you were in school and you could make a change? The earlier you get started, the better suited you are to figure out your logical path. Don't get crazy about exactly what, where, and how. Just get in there and start doing. I've known too many people that waited and waited and waited, and then the moment passed them by. To further clarify this point, this week I'm bringing on friend of the podcast, Kelsey Smith. Kelsey is in her second year as a master's student at University of South Florida and already has 10 legitimate experiences on her resume, including interning with the New York Yankees and working as an account executive with the Tampa Bay Lightning, all while in school. And you know what? She's changed career objectives over that time, because by doing the job, she learned what she didn't like, which is just as valuable as what she did. And she was able to change focus and lean into it. Listen in and learn from this high riser in the sports industry. Here's Kelsey Smith. Hey, Kelsey, how's it going today?
Pretty good, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure. So the first thing I notice about you is that you have a clear vision for who you want to be. The very first words on your LinkedIn profile say, future minor league baseball general manager. How important has it been for you to have clarity in your goals and where you want to go?
I've always been the type of person that needs something to work towards. So I've been that way my entire life. It hasn't always been a future minor league baseball general manager. I've had a lot of different dreams and aspirations growing up. But I've always been the type of person that's had something that they see themselves doing in the future.
So where did this come from then? When did this moment hit you that, okay, this is where I want to go now? When did it kind of formulate for you?
I think it came kind of gradually. So the summer of 2015 or so, I interned with the summer collegiate baseball team and really loved every aspect of it. Always grew up being a Toledo Mud Hens fan because that's where my family is from.
Okay.
So I grew up going to games, and it was always my favorite sporting event to go to. The summer of 2016, I was with a soccer team, and while that was fun, it just wasn't the same type of passion that I had when I worked in baseball.
Right.
So eventually when I got to my senior year of college, I realized that what I was doing in athletic communications just wasn't for me anymore, and started thinking about what I really loved and what I was truly passionate about. And that's kind of when it hit me, was my senior year of undergrad, and really didn't know where I was going to go from there, and decided that that was going to be my career goal. And it's stuck ever since.
So how much does that help? Because I always think once you have a kind of clear direction, it makes a lot of your decision making easier, like what courses to take, where you're going to intern. Has having some level of clarity and having the different experiences you have helped you formulate decisions on the path?
Sure. So, yeah, wanting to be a general manager of a minor league baseball team really pointed me in the direction of needing to get more into that revenue generating side of the business. So when I got to USF, I interviewed for a lot of different positions. My first year, ultimately came out with a development GA job with the athletic department, which was my first job in revenue generation, being on that side of the business, because I had been in communications and marketing. But that's not really raising money like I was doing in development, so gave me a whole new insight, and loved it. And now I'm doing sales at the Lightning, so definitely revenue generating is really going to propel me once I try and find that next job in minor league baseball.
Yeah, for sure. Now we're going to track back to all of the different steps to get you to where you are now as a grad student at University of South Florida and working for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But since you brought up the subject of revenue, I want to lean in there a little bit. We've talked a lot on this podcast about how sales jobs are more prominent, and that the connection to revenue and understanding the flow of money is so vital to anybody that wants a high ranking, you know, being a general manager or even just being a front office in operations or whatever it may be. It's not just about scouting talent. It's about running a business. How important has that been for you to start to understand that back end of the business part right now?
Right. So when I got here, one of the things that I decided I was going to do is I was going to talk to as many minor league baseball general managers as I can. And one thing they all have in common is that they know how to sell. So that was really the turning point for me. I realized that that's what I needed to go do and go accomplish. So that's what I've been doing ever since. I know about like 95% or so of minor league baseball general managers, if I'm just ballparking it, really got started in sales. So that seemed like the way to go for me. And it's been working out so far.
See, I think that's a great thing that you're talking about there is that, and I've suggested this before on the podcast, is once you figure out who you want to be, like if I want to be a minor league baseball general manager, the easiest thing to do is go on a site like LinkedIn, find a bunch of the general managers and figure out, you know, like their journey, their blueprint, how they got to where they are. And if you're able to identify and isolate that this is how they created their path by going through the sales world, well, that kind of gives you your blueprint for your journey. And it sounds like you utilize that.
Exactly. That seems to be the best way for me, at least, to go about reaching my goal.
Yeah, for sure. I've said this many times before too, and I think that surprises people is that I came up in the sports media, and yet almost every general manager I ever worked for, or every high level executive, came from the sales side, and they were running the entire operation based as a business rather than as a journalism entity. And that's important. I think people need to realize if they want to reach the highest heights, sales is often the way to do that. But let's track back for a second. You completed your undergrad at Miami of Ohio, and you were there from 2013 to 2017. And what I think is really impressive is that right away in 2013, you began interning in the athletic department. What was that experience like as a freshman, new to college, but thrusting yourself into your career right away?
So I knew during my senior year of high school that I wanted to work in sports. And my dad's always been really willing to help me out career-wise. So he had been working with a guy that his brother-in-law was in communications at Wake Forest. So I went down to Winston-Salem and job shadowed him and decided, okay, that's what I want to do. And then my dad was at some Miami University football networking event, and he introduced himself to the deputy AD there. And the deputy AD said, when Kelsey gets to Miami, have her meet with me and we'll get her started, wherever she wants to be on the athletic department. So I did that, told him I wanted to work in communications, and became an intern there, right away. So it was a lot different, from being in high school and just playing sports, I being an intern and being in class is a lot more difficult than being a high school student. But I loved it, every second of it. I did worked as many events as I possibly could, did office hours 3 times a week, and really decided at that point in my life that that was what I wanted to do. So I stuck with it for all 4 years of undergrad.
Okay. Makes perfect sense. You also, as you mentioned, worked for the Hamilton Joes, the Collegiate Summer League baseball team, in their communication department. You also worked as a sports information director at Miami of Ohio for the swimming and diving team. Penn FC, as you mentioned, in media relations. These are all, I mean, I'm impressed for one. You were hella focused. But these are pretty varied roles. They're all kind of leaning into the communication side, but also just the media relations, et cetera. How important was it for you to get exposure to many different things in the industry in order to kind of help you craft your path, like figure out what you liked, what you didn't like, and where to kind of move forward from there?
Right. So at first I was really hyper-focused on athletic communications because that's just what I thought I wanted to do when I was a freshman or a sophomore in undergrad. But as I got older, I realized it was better to get a lot of different experiences as well.
Right.
In Hamilton, I got to do everything because it was a summer collegiate team and there's 8 interns and that was about it. And then Penn FC did a lot of marketing and operational things as well, along with doing marketing for our department's club, Sports Leadership and Management Club up at Miami. So, after I came out of undergrad, I had a decent amount of experience in media relations, PR, marketing, and operations, but just didn't have that revenue-generating side yet that I was missing.
So you got all this on your resume by the time you finished your undergrad, but instead of joining the workforce, you went to get your master's. Why?
So when I was – I had always been thinking about getting a master's degree. I always wanted it. I wanted a program where I could get my MBA and my master's of science. I wanted 2 degrees in 2 years, because that's just the most bang for your buck. So that, and an MBA was really important to me because you don't have to, even if I didn't want to do sports anymore, I still had an MBA.
Right.
So that was important to me from a long-term standpoint. But also the things that I was doing in athletic communications, I didn't want to do anymore. So the things that I wanted to do, I didn't think I had the experience for.
Right.
To say the least. So when I chose USF, I chose it because it had the MBA component and because there's no other program in the world that offers you the experience component alongside the school component. So I didn't feel like I was losing out on gaining experience by going back to school.
So you and I have spoken before about master's programs, and I personally feel many programs out there don't do a good job preparing people for the real world. They don't provide real experience or hands-on application of the classroom experience. But you staunchly defended the University of South Florida program. Tell me a little bit more about it. Why is that program different in your eyes, and why did you lead down that path? I know you mentioned the MBA part. That makes total sense. What else was it about that program and the experience you've been able to get while there?
The best part about this program, undoubtedly, is our program director, Dr. Sun. He's been in the business for so many years now. He has so many connections, and he gets us the exposure that we need to go into the sports industry. And we do a lot of real-world projects, too. Like this past semester, we got to do a partnership consulting project for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We also got to do a marketing project for Fox Sports Florida for the Marlins. So those are a couple of projects that not many other grad schools are going to get their students to do. And also the experience, like I've said, you get 2 full years of experience while doing 2 full years of school. I happen to do development in the athletic department for my first year, and now I'm doing sales at the Lightning, which is technically a full-time job that I get to do 3 days a week while still going to school. So it's not like I'm missing out on any work experience. That's the great the two greatest parts about this program, and there's a ton more.
Yeah, so USF helps you get real experience, which is vital, and that's awesome. And since you want to work in baseball, it makes total sense to be an intern with the hated, I would say, New York Yankees this past year at spring training. Now, I can say hated because I'm from Boston, so I'm allowed to hate the Yankees, but obviously it was a cool experience for you. These roles are highly coveted. I mean, there's a lot of people going for internship roles in spring training or with professional teams. Why do you think you were selected, and what kind of interview process did they put you through?
So for the Yankees, I got in because a couple summers ago when I was looking for an internship, I had emailed nearly every minor league baseball, like communications department or head person. And the woman who ended up hiring me, I'd actually been in contact at that point with 2 years prior. So when I moved down to Tampa, I just shot her an email and said, "Hey, I'm moving down. Love to be involved however I can." And she said, just email me back in November when we start picking interns. And so I did, came in for a formal interview, and got selected about a week later. So it was because of my connections. I never saw the job posted anywhere. It was just because I knew her, from previous conversations.
That's great. What kind of questions did they ask you on the interview? Did they really grill you, or did you feel pretty comfortable?
No, they didn't really grill me. I don't really remember. I do remember the one question they asked was, why should we pick you over candidates? But I don't really remember. It was more like a conversation between me and her.
That's good. I mean, it's better when you can start to turn things into a conversation rather than just a, you know, one way or a, I don't know. When you change it into a conversation, it becomes a lot more casual and you can start to connect with the person on a different level. So that's great. What was your role with the Yankees? What kind of work did you do? And did this help further confirm your desire to work in baseball long term?
Yeah, so we're under like the marketing department almost. So just marketing operations. So a lot just game day stuff. That's all I could do with my other job. So we did a lot of the games that you see on field and like prize wheel and stuff up on the concourse that people can interact with. A lot of fan engagement and answering their questions as well if they had questions around the ballpark, because down here for spring training, it's a lot of people coming down from the north that don't come to the ballpark any other time down here in Tampa. So just making sure they're aware of where they need to go and what they have to do. Helping with mobile tickets and things such as that as well.
So were you able to continue more networking while you were there? I mean, you obviously got this opportunity because of the networking you had done prior. Now you're in the door. Now you're working for the team. Were you able to kind of work that angle a little bit and get to know some more people?
Yeah, they have a pretty small staff just because it's the same staff as the Tampa Tarpons. So single A staff here. So got to meet president, general manager, and then a few other people that work in the office as well, alongside doing that. So it was definitely a great opportunity for me.
So the Yankees finish up spring training and you're on to the next big thing. Since May, you've been an account rep with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So you're changing sports there, but that's going for opportunity. Make perfect sense. You're working on selling season tickets, group sales, and premium suites. You're directly tied into the revenue now. How eye-opening has that been, working for a professional organization in a full-time role like you're talking about, directly in the sales department?
It's so different than anything else that I've ever been doing. At first, it was kind of nerve-wracking to pick up the phone and call people that I didn't know. But the way that we're trained in the sales process is we pick up the phone and we try and get to know people. It's not just like sell hard, because with the Lightning, we don't need to do that. We renewed at a really high rate. So we now have a priority list for season ticket members. So it's not like they're at a loss for revenue coming in the door. So our job really as account reps is to get to know people and get them interested and get them into Amalie Arena to see what we have to offer them, whether it's for that season for suites and groups or whether it's for a season ticket membership down the line. It's just getting to know our clients and seeing what best fits them.
You're also a part of the Minor League Baseball Field Program. This is a program I hadn't heard of until you told me about it. Can you explain what that is and how you found out about it and what that experience was like?
Honestly, probably was one of the best weeks of my life. So this was their third year running it. The minor league baseball headquarters is down here in St. Pete. So I already know all the people there because they're partners with our program as well. One of my classmates actually did the program last year and told me about it and said, you have to do this. You'll love it. So I applied back in probably December or January, got interviewed, and then got in as well. So what it is, there is 28 or 30 of us, basically women or people of color, who are looking to break in to the sports industry or the baseball industry. And they taught us all about minor league baseball and what it takes to work in that. Brought in a ton of people that work in the industry. So I met a couple more GMs that I hadn't talked to before, and they came and talked to us, along with other executives from minor league baseball teams. And then we also got to go to Daytona to visit the Tortugas, and then Palm Beach to visit the Palm Beach Cardinals for some game day experiences with those respective teams. And then one of the best parts about it is we also get to go to the baseball winter meetings in Las Vegas in December and apply for jobs there and be a part of that.
That's incredible. That sounds like a really cool event. So you've been through a lot now in your years kind of focused on the sports industry. You've worked a lot of different places. You've had some different experiences and programs within your sport, your master's program. Looking back on all these steps so far, so early in your career, what's kind of been the biggest takeaway you've learned, your big takeaway, your aha moment, or something that really stands out to you?
That's a good question. I mean, the thing that stands out to me is being in the sports industry, you have to work 10 times as hard as anybody else to break in and to stay in, because everybody wants to be in the sports industry. It's glamorous at first look, and a lot of people are interested in it. But only the people who work really hard and network really well and are good at creating value for their organization or company are going to be successful in this industry.
It's so true, Kelsey. And I think you've given us a great perspective on somebody trying to break into the industry and just how deep and hard you have to go into your plan and your journey. And you're just trying to a little bit of everything and getting that experience on your resume. I think it's an inspiration to a lot of people listening out there to measure themselves against what you're trying to accomplish and the way you're going about it, to say, all right, this is the type of person I'm going to compete against out there. I have to make sure I'm doing as many internships and getting as many experiences and networking as deep as you are. So thank you so much for coming on the show and explaining to us a little bit more about the steps you've taken to get to your path. We'll finish up with this. So what happens next for you? You're going to finish up your master's, you're going to finish up your MBA program. Then what's your big goal? I know you want to eventually get to be a minor league baseball GM, but what do you think that next step is?
I just finished up the MBA portion
congratulations.
Of the program last. And then I'll finish up the Master's of Science portion of it in May of 2019. So after that, I'm basically looking to get an account executive role with a minor league baseball team and just move up from there and just dive right into it.
All right. So all the minor league baseball GMs that are listening, we'll put Kelsey's LinkedIn profile in the show notes, and so you can make sure to contact her and offer your jobs, because we have a star in the making right here. So thank you, Kelsey, so much for joining me on the show.
Of course, happy to do it, Brian.
I love the subtle things in Kelsey's conversation, the stuff between the lines of her stellar resume. Did you notice when I asked her about how she got the internship with the New York Yankees? She said, well, I had already emailed every general manager in minor league baseball, and it turned out the person hiring for this role was someone I'd already talked to. I mean, that's next level effort. She didn't even think of it like it was a big deal. Like, if she was just taking it like, no, I want to work in sports. This is what I want. And this is the effort and extra level stuff I need to do. And her understanding of that is inspiring and guiding. It helps you realize, like, yeah, right. Maybe I've been sitting back a little bit. Maybe I should be a little more aggressive. Maybe I should be reaching out to more people and figuring out a way to get into this industry that I love. She's clearly not the type to sit and wait for magic to happen. She creates her own luck through her actions. I've mentioned many times on the podcast that I got a little lucky with my first job at CNN Sports Illustrated. And you can't rely on luck anymore. It's a much more competitive world than when I broke into the industry in the late 90s. There are more people graduating with sports management degrees, which didn't really exist when I graduated. There are more people doing more activities, doing more volunteer events, doing more internships, getting more connected in the industry than it was when I broke in. You can't wait anymore. You have to be driven and go after it. You have to be more driven than I was. Okay. I've been in the industry for 20 years, but I can sit here and say, if I needed to go back at it again today, I would have had to have a completely different approach. So take that advice and put it in the bank. Kelsey is a bit of a role model. Go attack opportunity. Don't sit and wait. That's it for this week. Some big interviews coming in the next few weeks. Joe Legaz, Director of Marketing for the LA Clippers, which I'm very excited about. Brian Hayes, Senior Coordinator of Amateur and International Scouting for the New York Mets. I mean, I've been trying to get a scout on the show for a long time. Brian is awesome. I'm very excited about this. And Megan Ebick, who's the Arena Marketing Manager for the home of the San Jose Sharks. Some great content coming your way. So subscribe to this year's podcast, share it with your friends, and even with your enemies. Tell all your enemies how great it is. They'll love it. Thanks for listening. We will talk next week.